Chapter 84. Vehicle Emission Standards and Testing. Normal engine combustion. Air and gasoline. Engines consume about 15 times more air than gasoline. This ratio of air to fuel is called the stoichiometric ratio. This ratio, which is 14.7 to 1 for gasoline, is the ratio where all the fuel is consumed in the combustion process and all the available oxygen is used. Entering the engine combustion chamber is fuel, hydrocarbon, plus air. Nitrogen is 78% and oxygen is 21% of the air. See Figure 84-1. During combustion, the hydrocarbons combines with the air to form water and carbon dioxide, plus nitrogen and some other non-desirable gases. Engines consume about 15 times more air by weight than gasoline, 14.7 to 1 at stoichiometric ratio. The normal reaction results in water, H2O, as a vapor and carbon dioxide, CO2, as the result of the combustion process, but some of the other gases include unburned hydrocarbons. If perfect combustion occurred inside the engine, there should not be any leftover unburned fuel. If there are hydrocarbon gases exiting the tailpipe, then something is wrong that prevented all the fuel from being burned. See Figure 84-2. Carbon monoxide. During combustion, all the carbon in the fuel should be converted to carbon dioxide, if there is enough oxygen available. If there is not enough oxygen available in the combustion chamber, then incomplete combustion occurs, which creates CO instead of CO2. See Figure 84-3. Oxides of nitrogen. Nitrogen is 78% of the air, so having some leftover is normal. However, if the combustion temperatures and pressures are high enough, some of the nitrogen abbreviated N2 combines with the oxygen to form NO and NO2, which are harmful exhaust gases and referred to as oxides of nitrogen, oxides of nitrogen, where the X represents a number. See Figure 84-4. Refer to Figure 84-1. The air entering the engine consists of mostly nitrogen, 78%, with about 21% oxygen and about 1% other gases. Refer to Figure 84-2. Hydrocarbons can include many combinations of hydrogen and carbon. Refer to Figure 84-3. Carbon dioxide has two oxygen atoms attached to the one carbon atom and is a stable molecule. Refer to Figure 84-4. NO and NO2 shown together are referred to as NOx. Exhaust analysis and combustion efficiency. The five gases analyzed, and their significance, include: Number 1. Hydrocarbons. Hydrocarbons abbreviated HC are unburned gasoline and are measured in parts per million abbreviated, ppm. A correctly operating engine should burn, or oxidize, almost all the gasoline, therefore, very little unburned gasoline should be present in the exhaust. Acceptable levels of HC are 50 ppm or less. High levels of HC could be due to excessive oil consumption caused by weak piston rings or worn valve guides. The most common cause of excessive HC emissions is a fault in the ignition system. Items that should be checked include spark plugs and secondary ignition fault, such as coils, spark plug boots, or wiring. Number 2. Carbon monoxide. Carbon monoxide, abbreviated CO, is unstable and easily combines with any oxygen to form stable carbon dioxide, abbreviated CO2. The fact that CO combines with oxygen is the reason that CO is a poisonous gas. In the lungs, it combines with oxygen to form CO2 and deprives the brain of oxygen. CO levels of a properly operating engine should be less than 0.5%. High levels of CO can be caused by clogged or restricted crankcase ventilation devices, such as the PCV valve, hoses, and tubes. Other items that might cause excessive CO include incorrect idle speed, too high fuel pump pressure, or any other items that can cause a rich condition. Number 3. Carbon dioxide, abbreviated CO2. Carbon dioxide is the result of oxygen in the engine combining with the carbon of the gasoline. An acceptable level of CO2 is between 12% and 15%. A high reading indicates an efficiently operating engine. If the CO2 level is low, the mixture may be either too rich or too lean. Number 4. Oxygen. There is about 21% oxygen in the atmosphere, and most of this oxygen should be used up during the combustion process to oxidize all the hydrogen and carbon, or hydrocarbons, in the gasoline. Levels of O2 should be very low, about 0.5%. High levels of O2, especially at idle, could be due to an exhaust system leak. Note: adding 10% alcohol to gasoline provides additional oxygen to the fuel and results in lower levels of CO and higher levels of O2 in the exhaust. Number 5. Oxides of nitrogen abbreviated, NOx. An oxide of nitrogen abbreviated, NO, is a colorless, tasteless, and odorless gas when it leaves the engine, but as soon as it reaches the atmosphere and mixes with more oxygen, nitrogen oxides are formed. NO2 is reddish-brown and has an acid and pungent smell. NO and NO2 are grouped together and referred to as NOx, where X represents any number of oxygen atoms. NOx, the symbol used to represent all oxides of nitrogen, is the fifth gas commonly tested using a five-gas analyzer. The exhaust gas recirculation system is the major controlling device limiting the formation of NOx. See Figure 84-6. Refer to Figure 84-5. A chart showing that about 13% of the exhaust emissions is water in the form of steam. Frequently asked question. Why is steam seen from the tailpipe when cold outside, but not always? Steam is water vapor and is invisible. However, when an engine is cold, the water vapor created by combustion partially condenses into small droplets of water that are visible as steam from the tailpipe of vehicle. After the exhaust system has been heated, the water vapor no longer condenses in the exhaust system, so it is not visible after the engine is warm. See Figure 84-5. Refer to Figure 84-6. Exhaust emissions are very complex. When the air-fuel mixture becomes richer, some exhaust emissions are reduced, while others increase. Catalytic converter. Effect on exhaust gases. The catalytic converter is used to help reduce exhaust emissions by helping the oxygen in the exhaust to oxidize the HC and CO in the exhaust stream to form harmless water and carbon dioxide. It also is used to separate the nitrogen from the oxygen in NOx to produce just nitrogen and oxygen. See Figure 84-7 and Chart 84-1. Refer to Figure 84-7. The image on the left shows exhaust gases existing in an engine without a catalytic converter, with rich exhaust being toward the left of the vertical line and lean exhaust to the right of the line. The image on the right shows the exhaust after it has been treated by the catalytic converter. Refer to Chart 84-1. Typical specifications for gases with a vehicle equipped with a catalytic converter. Exhaust analysis as a diagnostic tool. Rich or lean exhaust. If the exhaust is rich, co-emissions are higher than normal. If the exhaust is lean, O2 emissions are higher than normal. If CO is high, the exhaust is rich, so CO is called the rich indicator. And if O2 is high, the exhaust is lean, so O2 is called the lean indicator. Therefore, if the CO reading is the same as the O2 reading, then the engine is operating correctly. For example, if both CO and O2 are 0.5% and the engine develops a vacuum leak, the O2 rises. If a fuel pressure regulator malfunctions, the resulting richer air-fuel mixture increases CO emissions. Therefore, if both the rich indicator, or CO, and the lean indicator, or O2, are equal, the engine is operating correctly. If the exhaust is rich, or too much fuel or not enough air, then both CO and HC are high and O2 is low, and CO2 is low. If the exhaust is lean, not enough fuel or too much air, then O2 is high and CO2 is low. Refer to Figure 84-8. A hole in the exhaust system can cause outside air, containing O2, to be drawn into the exhaust system. This extra O2 can be confusing to a service technician because the extra O2 in the exhaust stream could be misinterpreted as a too lean air-fuel mixture. Tech tip. How to find a leak in the exhaust system. A hole in the exhaust system can dilute the exhaust gases with additional O2. See Figure 84-8. This additional O2 in the exhaust can lead the service technician to believe that the air-fuel mixture is too lean. To help identify an exhaust leak, perform an exhaust analysis at idle and at 2500 RPM, or fast idle, and compare with the following. If the O2 is high at idle and at 2500 RPM, the mixture is lean at both idle and at 2500 RPM. If the O2 is low at idle and high at 2500 RPM, this usually means that the vehicle is equipped with a working air pump. And if the O2 is high at idle, but okay at 2500 RPM, a hole in the exhaust or a small vacuum leak that is covered up at higher speed is indicated. Engine fault possibilities. HC too high. High HC exhaust emissions are usually caused by an engine misfire. What burns the fuel in an engine? The ignition system ignites a spark at the spark plug to ignite the proper mixture inside the combustion chamber. If a spark plug does not ignite the mixture, the resulting unburned fuel is pushed out of the cylinder on the exhaust stroke by the piston through the exhaust valves and into the exhaust system. Therefore, if any of the following ignition components or adjustments are not correct, excessive HC emission is likely. Number 1. Defective or worn spark plugs. Number 2. Defective or loose spark plug boots or other faults in the primary or secondary ignition system. A lean air-fuel mixture can also cause a misfire. This condition is referred to as a lean misfire. A lean air-fuel mixture can be caused by low fuel pump pressure, a clogged fuel filter, or a restricted fuel injector. CO2 high excessive carbon monoxide is an indication of too rich an air-fuel mixture. CO is the rich indicator. The higher the CO reading, the richer the air-fuel mixture. High concentrations of CO indicate that not enough oxygen was available for the fuel. Common causes of high CO include: Number 1. Too high fuel pressure. Number 2. Clogged air intake or PCV valve. Or Number 3. Defective injectors. O2 and CO2 relationship. Two gas exhaust analyzers, HC and CO, work well, but both HC and CO are consumed, or converted, inside the catalytic converter. The amount of leftover oxygen coming out of the tailpipe is an indication of leanness. The higher the O2 level, the leaner the exhaust. Oxygen, therefore, is the lean indicator. Acceptable levels of O2 are 0% to 2%. Note: a hole in the exhaust system can draw outside air, or oxygen, into the exhaust system. Therefore, to be assured of an accurate reading, carefully check the exhaust system for leaks. Using a smoke machine is an easy method to locate leaks in the exhaust system. CO2 is a measure of efficiency. The higher the level of CO2 in the exhaust stream, the more efficiently the engine is operating. Levels of 12% to 17% are considered to be acceptable. Because CO2 levels peak at an air-fuel mixture of 14.7 to 1, a lower level of CO2 indicates either a too rich or a too lean condition. The CO2 measurement by itself does not indicate which condition is present. For example, CO2 is 8%, this means efficiency is low in the air-fuel mixture. Is not correct, look at O2 and CO levels. A high O2 indicates lean and a high CO indicates rich. Case study. O2 sensor shows rich, but pulse width is low. A service technician is attempting to solve a drivability problem. The PCM does not indicate any diagnostic trouble codes. A check of the oxygen sensor voltage indicates a higher than normal reading almost all the time. The pulse width to the port injectors is lower than normal. The lower than normal pulse width indicates that the PCM is attempting to reduce fuel flow into the engine by decreasing the amount of on time for all the injectors. What could cause a rich mixture if the injectors are being commanded to deliver a lean mixture? Finally, the technician shuts off the engine and takes a careful look at the entire fuel injection system. When the vacuum hose is removed from the fuel pressure regulator, fuel is found dripping from the vacuum hose. The problem is a defective fuel pressure regulator that is allowing an uncontrolled amount of fuel to be drawn by the intake manifold vacuum into the cylinders. While the PCM is trying to reduce fuel by reducing the pulse width signal to the injectors, the extra fuel is being drawn directly from the fuel rail and is causing the engine to operate with too rich an air-fuel mixture. Summary. The complaint: customer stated that the engine did not perform correctly. The cause: no stored ETCs were found, but the oxygen sensor reading was higher than normal, indicating that the exhaust air-fuel mixture was too rich. The correction: the fuel pressure regulator was found to be leaking, causing fuel to be drawn into the intake and causing the richer than normal air-fuel mixture. Replacing the fuel pressure regulator solved the drivability complaint. Smog and NOx oxides of nitrogen are formed by high temperature, over 2,500 degrees Fahrenheit, or 1,370 degrees Celsius, and are pressures inside the combustion chamber. NOx contributes to the formation of photochemical smog when sunlight reacts chemically with NOx and unburned HC. Smog is a term derived by combining the words smoke and fog. Ground-level ozone is a constituent of smog. Ozone is an enriched oxygen molecule with 3 atoms of oxygen, instead of the normal 2 atoms of oxygen. Ozone in the upper atmosphere is beneficial because it blocks out harmful ultraviolet rays that contribute to skin cancer. However, at ground level, this ozone, smog, is an irritant to the respiratory system. Because the formation of NOx occurs mostly under load, the most efficient method to test for NOx is to use a portable exhaust analyzer that can be carried in the vehicle while the vehicle is being driven under a variety of conditions. From experience, a maximum reading of 1000 ppm of NOx under loaded driving conditions generally means that the vehicle passes an enhanced IM roller test. A reading of over 100 ppm etidal should be considered excessive. Tech tip. Your nose knows. Using the nose, a technician can often identify a major problem without having to connect the vehicle to an exhaust analyzer. For example, the strong smell of exhaust is due to excessive unburned HC emissions. Look for an ignition system fault that could prevent the proper burning of the fuel. If your eyes start to burn or water, suspect excessive NOx emissions. NOx combine with the moisture in the eyes to form a mild solution of nitric acid. The acid formation causes the eyes to burn and water. Excessive NOx exhaust emissions can be caused by a lack of proper amount of exhaust gas recirculation or a variable valve timing issue. This is usually noticed above idle on most vehicles. Dizzy feeling or headache. This is commonly caused by excessive CO exhaust emissions. Get into fresh air as soon as possible. A probable cause of high levels of CO is an excessively rich air-fuel mixture. Abnormal gas readings. The exhaust gases each have their own cause for being higher than normal or lower than normal, and they are interconnected. See chart 84-2. Case study. The case of the retarded exhaust camshaft. A Toyota equipped with a double overhead camshaft six-cylinder engine failed the state-mandated enhanced exhaust emissions test for NOx. The engine ran perfectly without spark knocking, or ping, which is usually a major reason for excessive NOx emissions. The technician checked the following. Number 1. The cylinders, which were decarbonized using top engine cleaner. Number 2. The EGR valve, which was inspected and the EGR passages cleaned. After all the items were completed, the vehicle was returned to the inspection station where the vehicle again failed for excessive NOx emissions, better, but still over the maximum allowable limit. After additional hours of troubleshooting, the technician decided to go back to basics and start over again. A check of the vehicle history with the owner indicated that the only previous work performed on the engine was a replacement timing belt over a year before. The technician discovered that the exhaust cam timing was retarded 2 teeth, resulting in late closing of the exhaust valve. The proper exhaust valve timing resulted in a slight amount of exhaust being retained in the cylinder. This extra exhaust helped reduce NOx emissions. After repositioning the timing belt, the vehicle passed the emissions test well within the limits. The summary. The complaint: customer stated that the vehicle failed an emission test due to excessive NOx exhaust emissions. The cause: the exhaust cam was discovered to be retarded by 2 teeth because of the timing belt being incorrectly installed during a previous repair. The correction: the timing belt was properly aligned, and the vehicle passed the emission test. Emission standards. In the United States, emission standards are managed by the Environmental Protection Agency, as well as some U.S. state governments. Some of the strictest standards in the world are formulated in California by the California Air Resources Board. Tier 1 and Tier 2. Federal emissions standards are set by the Clean Air Act Amendments of 1990, grouped by tier. All vehicles sold in the United States must meet Tier 1 standards that went into effect in 1994 and are the least stringent. Additional Tier 2 standards have been optional since 2001, and fully adopted by 2009. The current Tier 1 standards are different between automobiles and light trucks, SUVs, pickup trucks, and minivans, but Tier 2 standards are the same for both types. There are several ratings that can be given to vehicles, and a certain percentage of a manufacturer's vehicles must meet different levels for the company to sell its products in affected regions. Beyond Tier 1, and in order by stringency, are the following levels. TLEV, or Transitional Low Emission Vehicle. More stringent for HC than Tier 1. LEV, also known as LEV1, Low Emission Vehicle. An intermediate California standard about twice as stringent as Tier 1 for HC and NOx. ULEV, also known as ULEV1, Ultra Low Emission Vehicle. A stronger California standard emphasizing very low HC emission. ULEV2, or Ultra Low Emission Vehicle. A cleaner than average vehicle certified under the Phase 2 liters EV standard. HC and CO emissions levels are nearly 50% lower than those of a LEV2 certified vehicle. SULEV, or Super Ultra Low Emission Vehicle. A California standard even tighter than ULEV, including much lower HC and NOx emissions, roughly equivalent to Tier 2 Bin 2 vehicles. ZEV, or Zero Emission Vehicle. A California standard prohibiting any tailpipe emissions. The ZEV category is largely restricted to electric vehicles and hydrogen-fueled vehicles. In these cases, any emissions that are created are produced at another site, such as a power plant or hydrogen reforming center, unless such sites run on renewable energy. Note, a battery-powered electric vehicle charged from the power grid is still up to 10 times cleaner than even the cleanest gasoline vehicles over their respective lifetimes. PZEV, or partial zero-emission vehicle. Compliant with the SULEV standard and has near-zero evaporative emissions and a 15-year 150,000-mile warranty on its emission control equipment. Tier 2 standards are even more stringent. Tier 2 variations are appended with 2, such as LEV2, or SULEV2. ILEV, or inherently low-emission vehicle. Used by some states that allow certain vehicles to use the HOV lanes regardless of the number of people in the vehicle. Check state and local laws and regulations for the list of vehicles included. AT-PZEV, or Advanced Technology Partial Zero Emission Vehicle. If a vehicle meets the PZEV standards and is using high technology features, such as an electric motor or high-pressure gaseous fuel tanks for compressed natural gas, it qualifies as an AT-PZEV hybrid electric vehicles, such as the Toyota Prius, can qualify, as can internal combustion engine vehicles that run on natural gas, such as the Honda Civic QX. These vehicles are classified as partial ZEV because they receive partial credit for the number of ZEV vehicles that automakers are otherwise required to sell in California. And NLEV, or National Low Emission Vehicle. All vehicles nationwide must meet this standard, which started in 2001. Refer to Chart 84-2. Possible issues based on the relative readings of the four exhaust gases. Refer to Figure 84-9. A vehicle emission control information abbreviated, VECI, sticker for a vehicle showing that it meets Tier 3, Bin 1 EPA rating and California ILEV-125 standard. Federal EPA bin number. The higher the tier number, the newer the regulation, the lower the bin number, the cleaner the vehicle. The Toyota Prius is a very clean bin 2, while dirtier vehicles are given a higher bin number. See Figure 84-9. Smog emission information. New vehicles are equipped with a sticker that shows the relative level of smog-causing emissions created by the vehicle compared to others on the market. Smog-causing emissions include unburned HC and NOx. See Figure 84-10. California standards. The pre-2004 California Air Resources Board abbreviated, CARB, standards were known as LEV1. Within that, there were four possible ratings, Tier 1, TLEV, LEV, and ULEV. The newest CARB rating system, since January 1, 2004, is known as LEV2. Within that rating system there are three primary ratings, LEV, ULEV, and SULEV. States other than California are given the option to use the federal EPA standards, or they can adopt California's standards. LEV3. The latest emission standards, which include maintaining the reduced emissions for 150,000 miles, has several emission categories, depending on the level of emissions. The standards are more stringent than Tier 2 standards and include several other important changes. The required emission durability has been increased to 150,000 miles, up from 120,000 miles. Gasoline vehicles are tested, for exhaust and evaporative emissions, using gasoline containing 10% ethanol. Standards are for 2015 to 2025 vehicles sold in the United States. See Chart 84-3. Refer to Figure 84-10. This label on a Toyota Camry hybrid shows the relative smog-producing emissions, but this does not include CO2, which may increase global warming. Refer to Chart 84-3. Non-methane organic gases abbreviated, NMOG, and NOx are combined under one limit, meaning that the HC and NOx have to be both controlled to meet these standards. Particulate matter, PM, has, in the past, been associated with diesel engine emissions, but are now being tested on gasoline-powered vehicles. European standards. Exhaust emissions of NOx, total hydrocarbon, non-methane hydrocarbons, CO and PM are regulated for most vehicle types, including cars and trucks in the European Union abbreviated, EU. The EU also sets limits for CO2 emission in units of grams per kilometer, with the latest standard being 95 grams per kilometer after 2020. CO2 is created by the combustion of fuel inside an internal combustion engine. Reducing the CO2 emissions requires the less fuel be consumed, which is one way the EU is mandating fuel economy standards. The ratings include the following. Euro 1, 1993. Euro 2, 1996. Euro 3, 2000. Euro 4, 2005. Euro 5, 2009, and Euro 6, 2014. Vehicle emission testing. OBD2 testing. In 1999, the EPA requested that states adopt systems testing for 1996 and newer vehicles. The OBD2 system is designed to illuminate the mill and store trouble codes anytime a malfunction exists that causes the vehicle emissions to exceed 1.5 times the federal test procedure limits. If the OBD2 system is working correctly, the system should be able to detect a vehicle failure that causes emissions to increase to an unacceptable level. The EPA has determined that the OBD2 system should detect emission failures of a vehicle even before that vehicle fails an emissions test of the type that most states are employing. The EPA has determined that, as the population of OBD2 equipped vehicles increases, and the population of older non-OBD2 equipped vehicles decreases, tailpipe testing will no longer be necessary. Note: if a state or local emission testing program still uses exhaust emission testing for older vehicles, check the information about the program and test procedures before having the vehicle tested. The OBD2 testing program consists of a computer that can scan the vehicle OBD2 system using the DLC connector. The technician first performs a visual check of the vehicle MIL to determine if it is working correctly. Next, the computer is connected to the vehicle's DLC connector. The computer scans the vehicle OBD2 system and determines if there are any codes stored that are commanding the MIL on. In addition, it scans the status of the readiness monitors and determines if they have all run and passed. If the readiness monitors have all run and passed, it indicates that the OBD2 system has tested all the components of the emission control system. An OBD2 vehicle fails this OBD2 test if the MIL does not come on with the key on, and engine off. The MIL is commanded on. And a number, varies by state, of the readiness monitors has not been run. If none of these conditions are present, the vehicle passes the emissions test. Remote sensing. The EPA requires that, in highly enhanced areas, states perform on-the-road testing of vehicle emissions. The state must sample 0.5% of the vehicle population base in highly enhanced areas. This may be accomplished by using a remote sensing device. This type of sensing may be done through equipment that projects an infrared light through the exhaust stream of a passing vehicle. The reflected beam can then be analyzed to determine the pollutant levels coming from the vehicle. If a vehicle fails this type of test, the vehicle owner receives notification in the mail that he or she must take the vehicle to a test facility to have the emissions tested. Random roadside testing. Some states implement random roadside testing that usually involves visual checks of the emission control devices to detect tampering. Obviously, this method is not very popular, as it can lead to traffic tie-ups and delays on the part of commuters. Exhaust analysis is an excellent tool to use for the diagnosis of engine performance concerns. In areas of the country that require exhaust testing to be able to get license plates, exhaust analysis must be able to establish a baseline for failure diagnosis and service. Identify areas of engine performance that are and are not functioning correctly. And determine that the service and repair of the vehicle have been accomplished and are complete. See Figure 84-11. Refer to Figure 84-11. A partial stream sampling exhaust probe being used to measure exhaust gases in parts per million or percent. Review questions. Question 1. What are the 5 exhaust gases in their maximum allowable readings for a fuel-injected vehicle equipped with a catalytic converter? Question 2. How is water formed during the combustion process? Question 3. What is the stoichiometric ratio and what does it mean? Question 4. How are oxides of nitrogen formed? Question 5. What information is on the vehicle emission control information? VECI, sticker? Chapter quiz. Question 1. Technician says that high HC emission levels are often caused by a fault in the ignition system. Technician B says that high CO2 emissions are usually caused by a richer than normal air-fuel mixture. Which technician is correct? A. Technician A only. B. Technician B only. C. Both technicians A and B. D. Neither technicians A nor B. Question 2. HC and CO are high and CO2 and O2 are low. This could be caused by A. Rich mixture. B. Lean mixture. C. Defective ignition component. D. Clogged EGR passage. Question 3. Which gas is generally considered to be the rich indicator? The higher the level of this gas, the richer the air-fuel mixture. A, HC. B, CO. C, CO2. D, O2. Question 4. Which gas is generally considered to be the lean indicator? The higher the level of this gas, the leaner the air-fuel mixture. A, HC. B, CO. C, CO2. D, O2. Question 5. Which exhaust gas indicates efficiency? The higher the level of this gas, the more efficiently the engine operates. A, HC. B, CO. C, CO2. D, O2. Question 6. All the gases are measured in percentages except A, HC. B, CO. C, CO2. D, O2. Question 7. In addition to NOx, hydrocarbons, and particulate matter emissions, what do European standards include? A, standards for water vapor. B, standards for nitrogen. C, standards for CO2. D, standards for ambient pressure. Question 8. Technician says that carbon inside the engine can cause excessive NOx to form. Technician B says that excessive NOx could be caused by a cooling system fault causing the engine to operate too hot. Which technician is correct? A, technician A only. B, technician B only. C, both technicians A and B. D, neither technicians A nor B. Question 9. In areas with emission testing, AMIL that is on causes the vehicle to do what during the emission inspection? A, fail. B, skip. C, pass. D, bypass. Question 10. An ignition fault could cause excessive exhaust emissions of A, HC. B, CO. C, NOx. D, CO2. End of chapter 84.